Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Welcome to the eighth day of March 2024, known as the day after the State of the Union Address. My name is Lee Elsie. Yes, on Fridays, Wayne takes the first hour to loosen up and get ready and get all fired up to come at you with both barrels. So he'll be here in exactly 60 minutes. Christopher is, as always, down in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all the buttons. He is making it all go. If you don't know by now, my name is Lee Elsie. You can check out my website, leeelsie.com. Email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Now, I'm sure that Wayne will cover the speech when he gets here after the top of the hour. What I will say about the speech is this, and I know you're not going to like to hear this, and I've taken a whole bunch of heat for this already on my morning show, but it is what it is. You got to speak the truth. You got to speak the truth when you get behind the microphone. I think last night, unfortunately, was a win for the Democrats. Now, how long can they hold on to this win? Well, that remains to be seen. That is, you know, completely up to bumbling Joe Biden and when he falls down on his tongue the next time he falls down on his tongue, which I can expect and assume will be very, very soon, depending upon when his handlers allow him back out. I mean, I'm sure it took a lot out of him to fire him up with B12 and adrenaline and Adderall and whatever the hell they gave him last night to get him through 90 minutes of talking to the American public. But the people who watched last night, who were on the fence, the people who weren't sure about his ability to withstand the pressures of America in the limelight of national TV, well, their questions were somewhat answered last night. Now, listen, I look at him as a frail old man, and I'm sure just about everybody listening to me right now thinks of him as a frail old man who has handlers and handlers of handlers who actually handle the everyday chores of being the president of the United States. Anybody in their right mind, even looking at last night, which was a good performance from him as far as making it to the finish line, they still look at him. Even those of you who are in Biden camp, you still see it, and you're wincing as you're watching. You're waiting for the collapse, and the collapse didn't come last night. That's why it was a win for the Democrat Party. I know a lot of Republicans don't like to hear that. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to have any staying power. I'm just being honest. That's what I saw last night. I saw somebody who I fully expected to trip and fall multiple times. He fell and he bumbled and he mumbled as he always does, but not to the extent that we thought he was going to stumble and bumble and mumble. And he had moments where I think America was going to resonate. Now, listen, what he said, was it true? No. At best, some of it was half-truth. But for the most part, from start to finish, it was one lie after another, after another, after another. And that leads us to today. And I want to take this opening segment, those of you who may have missed the event last night, I want to play some audio and comment on some of the things that the President of the United States had said last night.
I know the cost of housing is so important to you. If inflation keeps coming down, mortgage rates will come down as well. And the Fed acknowledges that. But I'm not waiting. I want to provide an annual tax credit that will give Americans $400 a month for the next 2 years as mortgage rates come down, to put toward their mortgages when they buy their first home or trade up for a little more space. Just for 2 years.
Aside from being essentially a lie fest or a half-truth fest last night, it was a promise of a giveaway after giveaway after giveaway after giveaway. Once again, Joe Biden amplifying this idea of buying people's votes. And then while there's a flood of illegal aliens coming across the southern border, there is war on two fronts. This person decides to talk about shrinkflation.
Too many corporations raise prices to pad their profits, charging more and more for less and less. That's why it's cracking down on corporations that engage in price gouging and deceptive pricing, from food to health care to housing. In fact, the snack companies think you won't notice if they change the size of the bag and put a hell of a lot fewer... Same size bag.
Yeah, funny.
Put fewer chips in it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not joking.
It's
called shrinkflation. Yeah. Pass Bobby Casey's bill and stop this.
So here's another example, shining example, of someone never wanting to take responsibility for problems that they were a part of. There's nothing that bothers me more than being a hypocrite and not being responsible for things that happen under your watch. Nothing bothers me more than that. That's a coward's way out, as far as I'm concerned. Finally, after, 40-something minutes, he decides to talk about the border.
Bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill?
Such a fun.
I'll be darned. That's amazing. That bipartisan bill would hire 1,500 more security agents and officers, 100 more immigration judges, help tackle the backload of 2 million cases, 4,300 more asylum officers, and new policies so they can resolve cases in 6 months instead of 6 years now.
All right, let me say this again. I know I'm getting tired of saying it over and over again, but I'll say it again for everybody out there across the country. The day he took office, his executive orders caused the southern border to open as wide as it's ever been open. And people came from hundreds of countries by the thousands, eventually to the tune of millions. And Biden, those executive orders erasing many of Trump's executive orders, allowed all this to happen. So for him to stand in front of America again and point the finger and blame somebody else, it's borderline criminal. It's borderline criminal. It's the worst of politics. That's exactly what Biden portrays. He is the worst trait that politics has to offer. And shame on all of them. Shame on everybody down in Washington who buys into this. And shame on everybody who tries to fool the American public that somehow, some way, Joe Biden was for stricter action at the southern border. It's an absolute travesty and is borderline treasonous as far as I'm concerned. All right, one more piece of audio with a little dust up with Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, I had my problems with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I wasn't necessarily a fan, but I'm slowly becoming a fan.
I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
I don't even know what that means. That doesn't even make any sense. There were a couple times during the course of the evening that Biden completely went off the deep end, didn't make any sense. One time when he said he was going to Moscow to get drugs. But that was a little dust up with Marjorie Taylor Greene. But as a whole, not what he said, but the fact that he was able to say it without falling flat on his face gives the Democrats an early win in this battle between Biden and Trump, or evil versus good, as far as I'm concerned. So there you have it. That's my quick take on the State of the Union, which happened last night. If you have your own take, I'd love to hear it. Shoot me an email, leelcradio@gmail.com. Tell me what you thought about last night. Like I said, I won't spend tons of time on it. I'm sure Wayne will go over it with a fine-tooth comb in just a little bit. But listen, in a general sense, man, it was a campaign speech, right? It was the day after Super Tuesday. They specifically chose this date. They souped them up with whatever drugs they soup them up with to get them through. You know, somewhere along the line on the campaign trail, you'll see him staring out into space or walking off the stage or saying something completely inappropriate. But I guess, or I surmise, I assume, I theorize that they will hide out Biden as much as they can moving forward. I mean, he'll make his campaign stops in a few spots, well guarded, right, with a palm card in hand to say just a few things. Don't take any questions from anybody. Don't take any hard questions. And they'll bury him in his basement again somewhere along the line to run a campaign once again from his basement. And I'll bet you whatever you want to wager that there is no way that he will debate Donald Trump. No chance in hell that happens. And I'll be happy to fork over my bucks to see that, because I think anybody who wants to make a bet on that, well, you're just a losing proposition. Why in the world would they agree to go toe-to-toe with a guy who actually can think on his feet, as opposed to someone that the best they can hope for is that he reads a teleprompter and gets through it without collapsing? All right, my name is Lee Elsie. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour news. Keep it right here. It is the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. One of my favorite weekly guests on my morning show here in Connecticut is this next gentleman. You can go online, gcolley.com, to find out more about him. But George Colley, media watchdog, is joining the conversation. And George, it's all about the State of the Union here. I tell you what, I think a lot of people feel like they've got a hangover today. How about you?
You know, a little bit of a hangover, I think, for everybody. I think everybody feels a little bit what you're feeling here today, the fuzziness in the head. I mean, not quite sure, you know, maybe it's not like an anxiety. It's not like a depression. It's just like it's almost like a little bit of a pit, like, you know, what's going to happen from here? I actually agree with you that I think this was a win for the Democrats last night. I mean, I think that I am 100% in agreement. But I think it's because the bar was set so low that if this guy didn't, you know, defecate himself and bang the microphone over his head as he drooled on himself, that it was going to be better than expected.
Right.
And he didn't do that.
Right.
But for any Republicans out there who may be, like, kind of feeling that way and uneasy and not sure what this means for the election and blah, 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 I look at it this way. I think last night it guarantees that Joe Biden will be the nominee for the Democrats. And that may be the best thing that Republicans could hear all day long. It's going to be a lot harder for Gavin Newsom to go on his jolly, you know, Roger tour,
yeah,
talking about how great Joe Biden is and how vibrant Joe Biden is, you know, in the hopes that Joe Biden ends up, you know, not running. I'm pretty sure that that it probably stows up things in Democrats' minds for Biden. And that's probably the best thing that could happen for Republicans if anybody supports Trump.
Do you think the people on the Democrat side of the aisle actually believe the rhetoric that he was spewing last night?
No, but I don't think they believe most of it. I mean, remember, this is a group of people that will fight to the death that men can breastfeed. I mean, this is a group of people that believe that, you know, that people, that teachers inside a school can make changes to your child's gender without you knowing. I mean, they live in a fantasy world. They live in a fantasy world where they're protesting, supporting Hamas. I think that it's, you know, I don't think they believe it, but I think that's part of their game. I think that part of the Democratic strategy here, especially the far left, is just to troll you. They want to troll you until you say something that they can then yell and say that you're bigoted or racist or whatever to try to cancel you. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that they love it because there's a lot of things that will rile Republicans up from last night, and they like that more than actually doing anything constructive, you know, policy-wise for the country.
We've got media watchdog George Colley on with us last night. The one thing I took away is it just seemed like he was an angry old man waving his fist at everyone, yelling and screaming at everyone.
The tone didn't seem to match the words. For those of you that were sitting there, right, it took a half hour. The guy was a half hour late, which I believe is 100% because all of the networks could basically speak about him and his agenda better than he can. So you might as well, when everybody's tuning in at 9 o'clock, allow the networks and the anchors to be the ones talking for the first half hour, selling the speech and selling the agenda. But if you are sitting at your kitchen table, do you believe that Ukraine, January 6th, and abortion are the top three issues right now facing this country? Because that was the lead yesterday for Joe Biden.
Right.
It was Ukraine, January 6th, and abortion. It wasn't immigration. Where in New York City yesterday, they just spent they're militarizing the subway. You know, it's not about, you know, any sort of crime surge, which they tell you there is no crime surge, even though they're militarizing the subway here in New York City. I mean, Ukraine, I'm not sure it's top of mind for most people right now and what they're dealing with and what they're facing and what they're feeling. And if they're going to keep on bringing up the abortion thing, I mean, let them. I mean, it won last year, so maybe it wins again.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure that that's the most important issue, certainly for people in Connecticut.
Give me high point, low point for the speech last night.
High point for the speech. A high point in terms of for Biden.
Yeah.
I think the high point of the speech was probably the end that he got through it.
Right.
And I mean that with all sincerity. Yeah. Like, I mean, I think even he, when he looked up at Jill at the end, he's kind of like, hey, we did it. So I think that for Biden, the high point, all he had to do was get through. It was a very, very low bar.
Right.
In terms of the low point, I think it's the way that he kept attacking Trump and attacking his predecessor and his opponent. You know, the way that he keeps talking about trying to save democracy while he's trying to imprison his political opponent. You know, that he's trying to save democracy and save our freedom and save our rights, while it was Joe Biden and the Democrats who took away your rights if you chose, you know, if you didn't abide by their medical mandate. For a party that likes to talk a lot about freedom of choice with your own body, with women's bodies, it's amazing how they didn't feel that way necessarily with the experimental jab that we had to get during COVID in order to work.
His name is George Colley. He joins me weekly on my morning show in Connecticut, bringing him to the national stage tonight on the USA Audio Network. George, thanks. We got to run. We'll come right back. Stick around. We're going to talk about those vaccines, mask mandates here on the East Coast. That's coming up next. Stick around.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
War now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has posted bail in his defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll as he seeks to appeal the verdict. In January, a federal jury awarded Carroll more than $83 million in damages stemming from Trump's defamatory remarks. According to the U.S. Capitol Police, a Gold Star father was taken into custody during last night's State of the Union speech after he heckled the president. The man, whose son was a Marine that was killed alongside 12 fellow service members and 170 civilians in a suicide attack during during the 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal, was escorted out of the gallery by officers and then arrested. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, please help me. What can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol. protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. No covidium? Fantastic. This, three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to spikewarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. That's spikewarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. Disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, welcome back. Interesting topic coming at you. You thought it was dead and buried, but no, apparently it is not. A couple of people on the phone with me right now, Madalena and Richard, are fighting the good fight against a mask mandate over in our neighboring state of Rhode Island. So I want to welcome them both to the show, as there's a lot to get to here with this mask mandate. Guys, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Richard, let's start with you. Give me a little backstory at what we are looking at today.
Sure. So let me start at the end, and then I'll go back to the beginning. On Friday, March 15th, that's a week from this Friday, there is a hearing in Rhode Island, a public hearing being conducted by the Rhode Island Department of Health as part of their effort to implement a school mask regulation in the state of Rhode Island. This is the culmination of a 26-month lawsuit we filed back in August of 2021 when the governor instituted an executive order that was mandating all children in all schools wear masks. When he realized that he probably didn't have the legal authority to do that and was going to be challenged, the Rhode Island Department of Health came to his rescue and issued an emergency regulation that mandated school masking for all children in K through 12 in Rhode Island. And there's some legal problems. I mean, I think many parents would say that that regulation was bad policy that was unlawfully enacted. It was bad policy because a lot of parents already had a full school year under their belts with masking and had seen the impact that it was having on their children academically, socially, emotionally, in terms of the way it was impacting their personalities. So they knew it wasn't a great process. And the Department of Health really hadn't come forward with anything compelling to prove to us as parents that this masking measure would actually do anything to stop the spread of COVID. And so that's the bad policy part. The unlawfully enacted part, as I alluded to earlier, the governor really, you know, by including his own counsel, really was out over his skis and it exceeded his statutory authority by issuing an executive order on this. And we also argued that the Department of Health had kind of misused the emergency regulations. Emergency regulation is supposed to be enacted when something happens suddenly, and they don't have time to respond and put a formal regulation in place. And the emergency regulation is designed to give them 6 months to get a permanent regulation in place. And so there's an immediacy there. What they did was wait 16 months after the pandemic. So if the pandemic started in March of 2020, they waited until April of 2021 to enact an emergency measure on masking. And so we argued that, you know, they were playing games. They were trying to get around the typical rulemaking or regulation setting process by pulling the emergency level lever 16 months in. And so what they should have done, they had 16 months to put a permanent regulation in place. They never lifted a finger to do any of that. And so we challenged that. We went on for 26 months with them, and then on the eve of going to trial, which would have involved going through the discovery process, which, you know, if you're being sued is generally not a great thing because you've got to produce a lot of documents and a lot of testimony, they finally came to the settlement table and said, well, what about if we went through the normal regulatory process, did all the transparency stuff that we're supposed to do, and proposed a regulation? And, you know, we agreed that that would be good enough. And they now find themselves in the position where they've got to propose this rule into very stiff public opposition, and we could use more public opposition. We can talk about that a little bit later in the interview. And they still don't have any compelling science prove that masking does anything to stop the spread of COVID, RSV, the flu, or any respiratory infection.
Just clarify, you don't have to wear masks today in Rhode Island. I just want to make sure everybody understands that.
So nobody's wearing masks. Go ahead, Madeline, please.
No, go ahead, Rich. Go ahead.
Nobody has to wear a mask today.
Yeah.
The emergency regulation has expired. What we found during the course of legal filings back and forth is that Rhode Island Department of Health tried to say, well, this is not an issue anymore because there are no masks on the children. And we said, okay, that's great. So you're saying that there'll never be another mask mandate. And they said, oh, no. Well, there's no mask mandate for now. But they were trying to reserve their right to do it again in the future.
Gotcha.
Without any kind of formal regulation, but just kind of by fiat or by, you know, whatever whim they were on that day. And we said, oh, no, absolutely not. You want to do this again in the future, you need to put a rule in place and you need to run through the regulatory gauntlet to make that happen. And that means getting public input and looking at scientific evidence to prove that what you're doing is appropriate.
Right. There's not one piece of scientific evidence that says wearing a mask does anything, correct?
Haven't seen it.
Madalena, can you give me your background a little bit, if you don't mind?
No, not in the least. So I'm actually a public school teacher. I teach in high school. Locally in Rhode Island, I also have three children in elementary school, so I was experiencing this from multiple ends. As a teacher, I was watching what it was doing to my students. My own children were experiencing it. So I saw how detrimental it was to them physically, emotionally, socially, in terms of their language acquisition. I'm a world language teacher. And so I saw the damage it was doing very quickly. And I realized that the Department of Health had absolutely no interest whatsoever in looking into the effects it had on children. And as 2021 progressed and we saw the fact that our children were not being released from these mandates, even when the rest of the state was free and we had incredibly low transmission rates, you know, back in June of 2021, we had a heat wave of 95 degrees, and we don't have air-conditioned schools. So our children were in 100-plus degree weather, sweating in masks when we had a transmission rate of 0.3%. So it was just really alarming that this was happening to children and no one was advocating for them. And so I wanted to partake in this lawsuit when I found out about it.
All right, and this March 15th date, tell me a little bit about this, guys. What's the importance of this?
So we are the only state in the entire country who's currently attempting to implement a regulation for future mask mandates. So we're kind of the front lines right now. If what happens in Rhode Island is going to affect what happens in the other states. So it's very, very important that people show up to represent the opposition to this and the way it's hurt our children, the lack of science to support it. Now is the time to fight them, because if we lose and there's a recommendation, if there's a regulation in Rhode Island, other states will be more vulnerable to this.
So what you're saying is specifically this entity wants to decide who, what, where, and why someone or some people would be forced to wear a mask. Is that correct?
That's really the crux of it. They would love to have the discretion to do as they please, when they please. And this regulation is now, if they put it in place, will be on the books and they will have to follow that regulation. This is designed to put some controls around what they can do in terms of masking. And, you know, had we not gotten them to do this, we would have had additional, you know, emergency orders and, you know, mask mandates on a whim whenever they felt like doing it or whatever, you know, a teacher's union, you know, felt like, you know, they're people needed to be,
right,
you know, protected from some airborne illness. So it's very, very important that people show up and push back on this.
Who makes the decision? I'm sorry. Who would make that decision? The Board of Ed, or who makes
the normal? So the normal course of one of these public health regulations is they have an idea, they draft a regulation. That's where we are right now. It's been put out to the public for review and comment. And so now anybody in the general public can go pick up a copy of this draft regulation, read it, write in, you know, via email to say, look, I don't agree with this, I think it's a terrible idea generally, or I don't like this aspect of the rule, whatever the case may be. And then we can also go to a public hearing to, you know, give our thoughts on the rule. They then have to take all of that that input that they get, go through it, and respond to it. And where necessary or where appropriate, they'll make changes to the rules. So one aspect of this rule, and it's in the draft rule, is that they will decide what studies they use to determine whether a mask mandate is appropriate in a given situation, right? And we all know how well that went when the CDC was putting out junk science, you know, to support these measures back during COVID. They will decide which science that they want to use. They will decide how much weight to put on different studies. And they've given themselves enormous discretion in how to evaluate this. So one of the things that I'll be pushing back on is, hey, we need a lot more guardrails in place, and you need a much tighter process for determining how you decide which studies you're going to use and which ones you're going to discard. And by the way, what are the qualifications of the person doing this analysis?
Right.
Is it an epidemiologist, or is it some, you know, flunky intern?
Ultimately, who makes the final call, the final decision on this?
It'll come from some unnamed bureaucrat with zero accountability that they can't trace it to. And that's one of the things that I want to push back on. Sorry, Madeline.
All right. I want to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll continue this conversation in just a sec. We're talking about mask mandates. And not only does it have a direct impact on what's happening over in Rhode Island, but it actually could spread out and have an impact on what's happening in your state, wherever you're listening to us tonight on the USA Audio Network. Short timeout. We'll come right back. Don't move.
This is Wayne Allyn, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, welcome back. Last segment here on this Friday. We're talking mask mandates, and Madalena and Richard are on the phone with us right now. There's a big event happening. Stop permanent mask mandates over in Rhode Island. It could have widespread effects on the entire country, as a matter of fact. And listen, I want to go to Madalena, if we can, here for a couple minutes. Just give us a quick once-over for the folks who may have just joined us here on the broadcast.
No, so this is directly for schools and mask mandates.
Right.
And what would be interesting is, because it's a regulation and it wouldn't go through a state of emergency like it has in the past, it would mean that our children would be forced to wear masks to go to school, but adults wouldn't be under the same restrictions.
Right.
So adults could just go about regular life, but if you walk into a school building, you suddenly have to put a mask on.
All right, and this is all happening, once again, March 15th at 9 a.m. Give everybody, if you can, the details on how they can get involved if they want their voice heard.
So we actually have a couple of things. We have some documents that have all of this information that we could share with you. The biggest thing that they would need to do, the most important thing, besides attending in person, because that would be very powerful, would be to submit written testimony in opposition. And there's just one email address that goes directly to the Department of Health. Can I give you the email address?
Of course.
Would you be able to share that?
Of course.
So it would go to zachary.garceau@health.ri.gov, and it's zachary.garceau@health.ri.gov. So by emailing your opposition to the proposed mask regulation to that address, it would be documented that you had opposed this regulation.
So you want as many people there in person as possible. I'm assuming this is inside, correct?
It's going to be an inside event, yeah. Super spreader for sure.
Right? The address is 1 Capitol Hill in Providence.
Yep.
It's going to be in conference rooms A, B, and C that are going to be combined. There is actually a cap of 390 people, and the Department of Health will be turning people away if
okay.
we exceed capacity. And we would love to put them in that position. It would be amazing if we had enough people to push back that they would have to start turning members of the public away.
It's such a strong thing, yeah.
In fact, when they attempted 2 years ago to impose a vaccine mandate on all of our medical professionals, they had to limit testimony to 1 minute per person, so we had 60 seconds to oppose because we had 400 people that showed up to oppose it.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. As a teacher, are you still debating other teachers on this? Or have some of the teachers, I guess, wised up? So has that changed, or has it stayed the same?
That has absolutely changed. Teachers really, really saw the effects of what happened. I think, first of all, we have so much science now that indicates that it doesn't do anything to impede transmission in the first place. But we felt what happened in the classrooms. For one thing, they went silent. Our kids just stopped interacting with anybody, with each other. They just stopped answering us. There was this complete deficit in learning. As a language teacher, I realized my kids can't learn language if they can't see my mouth, because these are words in a foreign country, in a foreign language. They don't know how to say them in the first place. They don't know how they're spelled. If they can't see how I'm pronouncing them, they're not going to acquire this language. They're not going to acquire the terms that they need. I noticed one day, the very first day that masks came off of our faces, it was March 7th. I asked a question, and I realized three or four of my very quiet children who never interact with me in class were mouthing the correct answers to themselves, and it was the first time I had seen their faces all year. And I was able to call on kids who had never interacted before. And, you know, I had an incident just a week ago where I had a student introduce himself to me. I had him as a student 3 years ago, and I didn't recognize him because I'd never seen his face. And so there's so many teachers that say, thank God that's over. Let's never go back to that. There's been no acknowledgement from the Department of Health as to how this affected our children. Even their own cost-benefit analysis is strictly financial. They're not looking at the cost to children for doing this.
Yeah, that's amazing. What that whole COVID scare was just, it's remarkable how we handle it and how bad we handle it. And kudos to people like yourselves for doing what you've done. It's really remarkable to push back as hard as you're pushing back. All right, guys, give everybody one more opportunity to write this down so they can show up and join the fight with you guys.
Yeah, so we actually have a website up, Barrington Parents United. So it's all one word, Barrington the town, parents, plural, united.com. You can get it on Google as well. But there's actually, in the lower right-hand corner, there's a call to action. It's got links to the regulation, the meeting time and room, how you can testify, you know, provide written testimony to the Department of Health, all the backgrounders that you need. Madalena actually put that together, did a wonderful job with it. Everything's there on one sheet of paper with a couple of links. I would urge everybody to get out there to Barrington Parents United, take a look at the call to action, and just follow the steps that she's laid out. It will make a huge difference. And then, you know, if you've got any lingering resentment, and I know a lot of us do, about the way COVID was handled, the way your children were treated and disregarded as, you know, collateral damage, show up for that hearing next week, 9 a.m. Friday morning. Hopefully the weather will be good. It'll be a nice day out of work. You take a three-day weekend and actually push back on those who pushed on you through COVID.
Guys, keep fighting. Again, we're behind you 100%. And thank you for coming on today, letting everybody know. And anybody, you know, our signal certainly reaches deep into Rhode Island. So anybody listening, they should certainly show up at this and fight the fight with these guys. Thanks again. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lee. We appreciate it.
All right, that's it. That wraps it up. Wayne Allen Root is back after a three-day vacation. All right, that's it. Wayne Allen Root is back after a three-day sabbatical down at Mar-a-Lago. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night here on the USA Audio Network.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.